Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 26, through chapter 16, verse 4. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you." Heavenly Father, we bless you and we love you because you love us more. You love us best. You have always loved us. Please, as we enter into prayer with you, please, we beg you, open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, beloved Father, we beg you. We're begging you right now. Please, give us the wisdom and the love to pray to you right now with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Father, may our prayer be heard in your loving presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our risen Savior. Amen. Jesus says, "I have told you this so that you may remember that I told you." Remembering is such a difficult thing at times for us. Yes, there are times when we have great clarity and we can remember and recall the memory exactly as it was. But over time, over space, in difficult situations, we either add on to the memory or we take from it. And so it no longer is exactly what it is or what it was, but it becomes a new truth and a new reality. But Jesus sent his disciples into the world, saying, "Go and preach the good news, teaching all nations, teaching everyone everything that I taught you, remembering every word that I shared with you, and go and do this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And then Jesus says, "I will send you another advocate," meaning another person to represent you, another person to teach you, another person to show you the way, the truth, and the life. I'm going to send you the advocate. Jesus already gave us our Mother Mary. He had already given Mary to his disciples, and he will do so in a personal and intimate way on the cross. At the foot of the cross, he would say, "Behold your mother, hold her, Hold her in your heart. Hold her in your thoughts. Pay attention to her. Draw all your attention to her, because I learned from her how to be a beloved child of God, how to be faithful, how to be obedient, how to have fidelity to God and all his commands and all his words. He tells us to behold our mother, to hold her in our heart, and to hold her in our prayer. And then Jesus, after giving us Mary as our advocate, as the one who intercedes for us, he sends her spouse, the Holy Spirit, the one who covered her in God's glory, the one who filled her with God's grace, the one who helped her to live always in the life and the love and the light of God. That now the other advocate, the Holy Spirit, comes to us. And now he's the one interceding for us, reminding us, recalling inside of us, helping us to be recollected, to remember everything that Jesus taught us. During difficult and challenging times like these, like we're experiencing today, like we're experiencing now, it's so easy to forget how much God loves us and how he sent his Holy Spirit to continue to intercede on our behalf, to continue to strengthen us in moments of darkness, to help us to remain strong in faith, and to not let our doubt get in the way of what we truly know and truly believe, to not allow the trials and tribulations of this world to diminish our faith and hope and trust in God. During this storm that has plagued our world, that has caused us to shut down, to be filled with anguish and fear, that has caused us to be separated, that has caused us to be locked in, just like the disciples were in the upper room, for fear. During these times, have you forgotten how much God loves you? Have you forgotten all the ways that he continues to provide for you? Have you prayed, Jesus, increase our faith? Have you continued to pray a rosary each day? During these times, have you forgotten? God loves you. God would never abandon you. God has forgiven you. God will always provide for you. Recently, I've been asked so many times how I am doing through all this. You all move my heart, and I'm so thankful of all the prayers and the support that you all have for me and all the shepherds that God has put in this world to lead us, to draw us closer to God, to feed us, and to protect us, and to give us spiritual enrichment and nourishment. Thank you for that question. And when I sit there and ponder and recollect and really look out and how difficult this has been, my response is, it feels like a bad dream. I feel like I've been in a fog for such a long time. But during that fog and during that bad dream, God has always been here. God has always been here to remind me and to help me to remember those beautiful pillars of faith that he has given me. That when God said, I will always love you, I will always forgive you, that I will never abandon you, that I will always provide for you, Never forget these things. This is the source of your strength. This is your faith in times of difficulty and challenges. These are those moments when you cannot see that the Holy Spirit will guide you, but you must believe. You must have faith. You must learn to trust in me. It reminds me of one of my favorite parables of a young mother who was about to start her journey in life. She was about to take her first steps into this world. And her advocate, the Holy Spirit, her guide, assured her that he would be there to guide her every step of the way. He said, "You must believe, and I promise you, the end is better than the beginning." And as she began to take her first steps, as she put all her trust in her guide, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, she began to encounter difficulties in her life. She experienced many trials and tribulations. It was a heavy load to carry. And there were days that she just felt like giving up. "I can't take this any longer. I cannot do this. This is too heavy for me to carry." Then when she was about to turn in a different direction, when she was about to go astray, the storms kept getting even more challenging and difficulty, and there was darkness, and there was desolation, and there was even death. And as she was ready to give up, the Holy Spirit reached out and said, "Don't give up. Believe. Trust in me. Have faith. You can do this. Just trust in me. And I promise you to follow my lead, and the end will be much better than the beginning." And she asked herself, "Can I do this? Can I really, really do this? This is too hard. This is too difficult. I can't do this alone. How can I trust? How can I believe someone that I don't see? How can I believe in someone that I can't always hear? I don't see the path. I don't see the road." And then she knew, "I must trust in God. I must believe. I must let go and let God have control over me." And as she extended her hand and she was embraced by the Holy Spirit, little by little, the bad dream started coming to an end. Little by little, the fog started dissipating and disappearing. And little by little, they began to be light and sunshine and happiness and good days again. And as she came to the end of life, to the end of this part of her story, as she came to the end of the road, she began to be lifted up and ascended into heaven. And as she was being taken up, she caught a glimpse of heaven in all its beauty, in all its glory, in all its splendor. And she said to herself, "I now know that the end is much better than the beginning." That it is in these times we have to remember everything that Jesus said. And Jesus promised to be with us always to the end of the age. Jesus never abandoned us. But when things are difficult for us, when things are challenging for us, when we are uncertain and we don't know what's around that corner, we simply implode in times. We allow the darkness to consume us. We doubt, and our faith gets diminished. But we have to remember, Jesus always said, do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Have faith. If you trust in God, trust in me as well. I am here. I am your good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. I know you. You know me. I've called you by name. Call me by name when things get so difficult, when you can't see, when you can't hear, when life gives you so much burden, so much difficulty, when you feel you can't go on. The Holy Spirit is there encouraging you, giving you grace, saying, don't give up. Trust in me. Here's my hand. I promise you the end is much better than the beginning. This has been a challenging time for all of us, including myself. I have been stretched in so many ways and challenged in so many ways, but God was here every step of the way, taking my hand and guiding me when I was blind and unable to see. At times, I could look out, and in the beginning, I saw a camera. I saw a tripod. I saw a microphone. I saw the way the world sees. I looked at the exterior. I looked at the appearance, and it scared me. It filled me with so much fear, the unknown. I don't know what I'm doing. And then the Holy Spirit moved my heart. He kept filling me with so much trust and confidence and love. And he allowed me to pierce through that lens and to see beyond the lens, to see beyond the camera, to see beyond its limitations. He allowed me to see through the Spirit of God's lens, to see the way that God sees. God doesn't look at the appearance of a camera. God doesn't see the tripod or the microphone. God allows us through the Holy Spirit to enter into the hearts and the homes of the believers, of the faithful, of the hungry, of those who live in spiritual poverty. He allowed me to go into the hearts of this amazing community and to go into the hearts and the homes of all our family and friends all around the world, all around this great nation. God, allow me to be joined to all of you in prayer and in spirit. That's what Jesus reminds us, that we are one body. We are the mystical body of Christ, that when one suffers, we are all suffering. You're never alone. We are always together, united in prayer and spirit. And when one rejoices, we all share in the joy. We are one family, one body, one spirit in Christ. So I'm so thankful for the advocates that we have received. I'm thankful for our Holy Mother who continues to remind us to pray so that we can always be united to God. And I'm thankful for her spouse, the Holy Spirit, who continues to allow us to break through these boundaries, to remind us that with God, all things are possible, that God sent the Holy Spirit to remind us that everything that Jesus said and did is for us to always be united to God and never separated from Him. You know, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the truth is, no one has greater love than God. No one has greater love than what He's done for us. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. He is sent not only to relieve us of our sorrows, but also to fill us with immense joy in our hearts, where the Spirit continues to consume us in His love. But we must remember, we must recall, we must be recollected in what Jesus is saying to us today. He says, I have told you all this so that you may not fall away. I have told you all this so that you may remember that I told you that I love you, and that you and I will never be separated, and I will be with you to the end of the age. Come, come, Holy Spirit, come, and fill the hearts of the faithful. Fill us, recreate us, make us anew. Help us to remember and never forget that God loves us. God has forgiven us. God will always provide for us. And God will never abandon us, because He loves us with a love beyond all telling.